Welcome everyone. My name is Sean, and today I want to talk about a New York City school district actually doing something interesting, which is voting and approving a measure that could potentially lead to the banning of male-to-female transgender athletes from girls' sports, something that we've discussed on this channel repeatedly. It's coming up again, and surprisingly, the district, the area that we're talking about that is considering this, happens to be in a very left-wing area. They're very concerned about it because their children are at risk, which just goes to show you can put all that progressive bumper stickerism all over everything, but when it's your kids, when they're at higher risk of injury, when they're at higher risk of losing out on scholarships, then you gotta put your foot down. Now, before we get into this, I want to thank everybody who signed up over on actualjusticewarrior.com/join.
Give me the money. Okay.
And remind you that on Saturday, April 27th, I will be at the Minds Fest with a bunch of other creators. And now, if you use promo code AJW with the link in the top of the description for tickets, you can get 20% off those tickets.
Good morning, Colonel Rosanna. The meeting included parents, teachers, and city council members, and they had a lot to say. The resolution that was passed will not change anything immediately, but it does raise questions on who will be allowed to play in sports at New York City public schools.
Again, I just have to highlight for the second time how surprising this is at the largest school district in the borough of Manhattan. For those of you who don't know, New York City is 5 boroughs. Staten Island is often considered the conservative Republican one. If you look at their electoral map during the New York governor's race, they voted overwhelmingly for Lee Zeldin. You had significant movement in Brooklyn, significant movement in Queens. But when you look at Manhattan, this is the most solid blue part of New York City. They backed Kathy Hochul to the end of time. They're the ones who voted in District Attorney Alvin Bragg. So it is quite surprising to see these people stand up, have this debate on this particular resolution, and have what I believe to be the correct side win this debate, win this vote.
As a parent, I'm frankly disappointed that adults in positions of power are capitalizing on a lack of understanding to try to push debates and policies rooted in discrimination.
So right there, we have a father or mother or parent reading off their phone, talking about how, oh, this is rooted in discrimination and it's rooted in ignorance. So I can't believe we're passing this into the New York City school board because it's so bigoted, so horrible, and so terrible. But the thing is, it's not rooted in bigotry or anything like that. It's rooted in basic logic and the entire purpose of girls' sports. Now, I don't cover the transes a lot on my channel because I'm not into the whole, I'm going to show you somebody who looks weird and make fun of them for looking weird, because I don't really care what adults do. You get your weird plastic surgeries and all that. That's your business. I'm somebody who can't stand tattoos. I'm not really into body modification of almost any kind. So, you know, it's not for me, but that doesn't necessarily mean that it should be illegal. But my position on the transes in sports could not be more clear, could not be more sensible, and it should be adopted the world over. Men's sports are not men's sports. Men's sports are what are known as sports. They are designed for the best possible athletes. If there were ever a female that could compete in men's sports, like I always say, if they got some woman who could throw a 97 fastball, got a sick curveball, or a slider, because that's what's in baseball right now, I want that lady on the New York Mets. Now, in reality, that is a very unlikely proposal, but if it were to ever occur, I don't want it to be banned outright. And by the way, if you look at the rules of your major sports leagues, it actually isn't banned outright. However, female sports are completely different. They are sports designed around the principle of limiting competition to females, unlike male sports, which are designed around the premise of the best potential athletes competing against one another, and that just happens to overwhelmingly disproportionately skew male. Again, they don't have these rules in Major League Baseball when you really look at the text. They don't have these rules in the NBA when you really look at the text. Theoretically, if a woman were good enough to play in either of those leagues, they would be able to do so. Same thing for the NFL, but when you look at an offensive lineman or a defensive lineman, look at their body type, look at how fast they can run being that large, you kind of realize that maybe there's something a little bit different about male peak athleticism and female peak athleticism. So for me, because men and women are different, because male and female sports serve completely different functions, that is a justifiable reason to have different rules and parameters around them. And this person is saying, oh, you're not doing with the facts or whatever, when in reality, this person is ignoring facts. This person is ignoring reality. This person is trying to substitute how they want the world to be based on their imagination and some left-wing progressive dogma that they've instilled in their brain rather than acknowledge the truth, the facts of the situation.
A contentious debate unfolding as a Manhattan school district votes in favor of a measure that could lead to a ban on transgender athletes from participating in girls' sports.
There are considerable physical safety concerns. They should be investigated thoroughly to ensure we are never putting our female athletes at undue risk.
So right here, we have another person coming up. She's also reading off her phone. She's explaining her case, and it makes perfect sense. But what I find interesting is that somebody with what looks like the feminist problem glasses that is advocating for this position. Now, to be clear, I don't think it's not feminist per se to advocate for female sports to be for females. The idea that you would allow your institutions to be dominated by biological males seems weirdly unfeminist, I guess. But the thing is, your modern feminism would say that this is a transphobic bigot and whatnot. But it's interesting that somebody who is very likely a New York Democrat is putting the pressure on her local school board in order to protect girls, because obviously we see this situation is definitely a rot. Now, I will also add that this is an Asian lady, and we all know that Asians need all the extracurriculars that they could possibly have in order to get into university because of affirmative action, because of all these balancing mechanisms that they put into place for Asian applicants. So maybe, just maybe, this has nothing to do with the transes and everything to do with the affirmative actions is, and that might actually be what's behind it. But as of right now, I'm just going to side with her because she's correct on the principle of the issue, on the fact of the issue, and this just makes sense.
In an 8-3 vote, Community Education Council District 2, which serves most of Lower Manhattan, Midtown, and the Upper East Side, voted to review a policy that allows transgender girls to play in female sports.
So it's really important for you guys to understand when they're laying out the geography of this area that the Upper East Side is classic old money territory in the city of New York. These are wealthy people. These are the backbone of progressive voters. This is where they have Gilded Age mansions that are converted into storefronts. This is not any kind of small town situation. These are not Republicans. This is not an island of red or anything of the matter. This is not only a huge Democratic voting base, but it's also a huge Democratic donor base.
Since 2019, students have been allowed to play in sports in accordance with the student's gender identity and not their biological sex. The resolution calls for a committee to be created that would review current gender guidelines and make recommendations to New York City's Department of Education.
Now, what's interesting about this is that this is being pitched as a potential ban because anything related to the transes is immediately doom and gloom. But as you just heard right there, they're setting up a commission in order to study the issue to recommend resolutions to the New York City Board of Public Education. That's what they're trying to do in this particular scenario, which I find quite interesting because the 2019 policy that just said F off to the female athletes in New York City public school systems didn't appear to have any commission, didn't appear to have the study. And when you have the contextualization of that, that they just want to look into this, obviously they're leaning into a direction. Obviously their parents are worried about safety. You realize how insane and of course crazy one particular side is on this issue. We should go based on the data. We should go based on the studies, but I'm also going to freak out and yell discrimination when you ask the school board to pass an ordinance so we can get some data and so we can get some studies.
Obviously, we want to consult female athletes. We want to consult coaches, but we also want to consult doctors. We want to consult evolutionary biology experts. We want to consult with people who understand the physiology behind the issues.
So you just heard it from this person right there. They want to study the issue. They want to form a commission. They want to bring in experts and all that. They're trying to be as careful as possible, as scientific as possible, as technical as possible, as to not create the impression that this is about discrimination. And very importantly, while this is being studied, while this is being researched, they're going to go by the fly by the seat of your pants kind of policy, the F the little girls kind of policy of letting the transes play in the interim. So they're going to do the research, but during that period of time, they're not going to put a pause or kind of annul the situation related to girl sports. They're not going to keep female sports as intended as something to limit competition to females. They're going to allow this experiment to go on while they just research the issue. So if they come to the conclusion that the transes are A-OK first class all the way, This will quite literally result in no harm done to the progressive cause, but even the threat of having information about this, even the threat of looking into this, is something to have all these people come out and yell bigotry.
New York City Council member Eric Botcher condemned the resolution.
Discrimination has no place in our schools, our city, and our state, and we're proud that New York is a legal safe haven for transgender young people and their families.
So of course Eric Botcher comes in and he decides that he's going to call everybody bigots, whine about it, talk about how it's a safe haven for the transes, and unsurprisingly, when you go to his website, first and foremost, front and center on his district city council representative page is how much he loves the LGBTXXIIP community, which is unsurprising. Now, I will point out that there is a major issue going on in New York City. In fact, New York City Council passed a stupid law that gives squatters these rights within 30 days and then gives them a right to free lawyers, and that is leading to the exploitation of homeowners. We gave out the district contact information for the representatives over where that was happening in Queens. But I wonder what Eric Botcher, who's all about saving the gays and stopping the parents from doing research and protecting their little girls, is doing about that. Because having biological males compete against women, top priority. He came down. He got his paper. He's like, shut up, bigots. Don't do it. But people stealing property from average everyday New Yorkers, you think he's on the correct side of that issue? You think that he actually is in favor of repealing these stupid squatters' rights? Or do you think birds of a feather flock together? Stupid progressive policy when it comes to gender stuff also coincides with stupid progressive policy when it comes to property rights. I mean, seriously, these people's priorities totally out of whack. In my opinion, top issues for the city of New York, migrant crisis, crime still being elevated post the Black Lives Matter riots and a bunch of different criminal justice reforms. And by the way, the total destruction of property rights, which is aided and abetted by the New York City Council, by Democrats in the New York City Council, just like Eric Botcher. How about you do something about that? How about representatives like him get questioned on the fact that anybody could steal somebody's property as long as they got a crayon lease that says that they've been there for 30 days, and when the homeowner tries to take back their property, they get arrested rather than the criminal that broke into their property and stole the house. I mean, again, in New York City, it's so asinine. If you break into a place and you take something, that's a burglary, that's a crime. You break into a place and you take the whole place, you all of a sudden got squatters' rights. And guess what? You are protected for about 2 years. And by the way, the person is obligated to pay the electric bill and all the costs associated and the damages that you put into the property. Insane in every possible way. The fact that he's down here is shameful, ridiculous, and disgusting. If you're being represented by this guy, do something about it. Vote him out of office. Send him packing. Get him out of here. Call him up. Do whatever you need to get his priorities in order.
This latest resolution is part of a national debate that has ignited over transgender athletes. This week, Olympic gold medalist Caitlyn Jenner showed support after Nassau County Executive Bruce Blakeman banned female sports teams with transgender athletes from using county facilities. The county is also suing Attorney General James after she threatened legal action over the ban.
Honestly, when I saw Caitlyn Jenner standing behind the Nassau County person, I wasn't exactly sure where this was going to break down, if they were going to pass an ordinance that protected the trans as athletes beyond all time as the greatest of all of our citizens. But it turns out that Caitlyn Jenner, despite being a transis, remembers what it's like to be an athlete. And when you are an athlete at that top level, which by the way, this is what Bruce Jenner was back in the day, an Olympic gold winning athlete, you understand what damage you would do to female sports if you were allowed to leapfrog over into that section in order to compete. And by the way, you don't have to be a top tier athlete in order to go over and dominate. Remember that swimmer? I'm thinking it was Riley was the one to pose, and then Leah Thomas was the actual swimmer who was competing in the Ivy League division and was like middle of the road, or maybe even good, but good only in the Ivy League division, and then all of a sudden leaps over to the female side, and not only is dominating the entire country in female swimming, but is in like an all-time category for swim times in certain meets. That's something that happened with a mediocre college athlete or somebody who was in a small pond, aka the NCAA swimming Ivy League division, making the jump and all of a sudden becoming a star on the national level among all colleges. Obviously, something weird is going on right there, and it's not weird for you to notice what's happening. Now, look, to be clear, this isn't about overall trans as issues or anything like that. Like I said, not a topic that interests me. There are people who much more enjoy spending their time delving into the weird like that, so you can watch their content for that. And the thing is, the people that are actually in favor of this this ordinance, very unlikely that they're interested in going after the transes as a whole either. They're just interested in female sports. This one clear and obvious instance where this gender ideology just smashes right into reality, it doesn't make any sense. And this is why the left is pushing so hard on this particular front. They think if they can force you to accept this obvious absurdity, they can force you to accept anything. But hey, those are just my thoughts. Let me know your thoughts down in the comments below. If you like this video, then show them by leaving a like, subscribe for more content, follow me on my social medias, support me via the support links in the description of this video. This has been me talking about a very liberal area of New York City trying to ban the trans as athletes. Till next time.